Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angie Guthrie Show. I'm your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is my self-care episode of my show and YouTube channel. I am going to do something totally different for this episode. I will be sitting and discussing on the topic self-care with my special guest and amazing staff, Miss Noelle Smith. In a later episode, I will be interviewing her on meditation and wellness. Noelle is a People Inc. employee for the QI department of People Inc., self-directing staff, which is amazing, by the way, and a supervisor for different committee meetings as well, which I'm involved in a couple of them. Welcome, Noelle. Glad to finally have you on my show and YouTube channel.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here and thank you for the invite.
You're very welcome. I had to have you. I was like, well, this would be something different having we had discussion on my show. And I'm like, Noelle's the perfect one since we're talking about self-care.
We all need self-care every day.
And it's a good thing because me and grandma, we were just looking at Robin Roberts interview Michelle Obama last night.
Oh, nice.
Which, by the way, she actually had mentioned about self-care in her interview. She was, Michelle was talking about, that you have to be kind to yourself.
Yep. We remind ourselves to be kind to others, and sometimes we beat ourselves up with our own thinking and thoughts.
That kind of got me thinking when she said that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you do for self-care for yourself?
Well, I like to read. I love to walk. I walk a lot around my neighborhood. I love nature, so I love to get out and parks, by trees, by any bodies of water. I like to spend time with my dogs. I love music, and I also like to spend time in the bathtub. I like to have a nice bath with some...
I didn't think about that. I like that.
Yeah, bath is wonderful. So that's probably one of my favorite self-care things.
Well, I would say the same thing. I like to listen to music, but I also like to listen to music videos as well too on YouTube. So
me too.
And I'm actually getting into watching a couple of shows that be on TV as well that they have their own YouTube channel too. So,
good.
Yeah, I like to listen to. So, I just found out Jennifer Hudson got her own show. So, and she's on YouTube. So, I thought I can check it out.
Yeah.
And
I do the same thing, Angelique. I listen to a lot of different podcasts and speakers on YouTube, depending on what kind of mood I'm in. And it's nice, even if I'm like cleaning or cooking or doing something else, I can still listen to those inspirational words. So I love just, you know, checking new speakers out and learning from them.
Yeah, I have to get back into listening to my podcast. I have a lot of podcasts and I have not been listening to them. So now I got to get back into listening to them now. So,
yeah.
Which, by the way, I have my own podcast.
Yes, it's so exciting.
I'm kind of working on coming up with some newer episodes for my own podcast. Chit chat.
Good.
And I'm also trying to get back into reading again too. I haven't really, I started 3 books and then I have not finished. But I'm about to work on one. So I will let you know about the one a little bit later though.
Okay.
Do you take care of yourself and love yourself? This one I add. So I thought that'd be a good one.
Yep. I love that question.
Thank you.
I do. I try to do nice things for myself throughout the day to show that I love myself. And sometimes I even, like you said, I read, I listen to music. That self-care, just taking good care of me, whether it's just painting my fingernails or just doing something that makes me feel healthy and whole. Sometimes it's even just sitting and having a glass of tea, sitting under a blanket, listening to inspirational things. I love inspirational quotes. So I like to surround myself with those.
I admit, I do have to be lazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I like to sit with grandma and watch TV.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of taking care of yourself, is having that balance of being productive and active, but also having downtime.
And sometimes I get up a little bit late too. So, but that's if I don't have nothing to do.
Right.
Now if I have something to do, then I will get up a little bit early.
Right.
Okay. And I do love myself. I do love myself. Sometimes I have to think about that, but I do love myself though.
It's a journey we're on. Sometimes when we look in the mirror, all we see are flaws or the things with maybe we wish were different, but we have to love not just what we see on the outside, but what's on the inside. So it's really our mind, our body, our soul, and we have to look at all those things.
And it's a good thing you mentioned about that. There's a question in here that I am going to ask now before I ask the other question on top of it. What are some ways to learn new ways to take care of our mind, body, and spirit?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways, and there's really no right or wrong way to do it. So, like we said, I love to read. I love to listen to other speakers to hear new things. I like to go to the library and get books on a subject. Like if I want to learn more about self-care, I'll go look things up at the library and take a few books out. I think listening to other speakers is really helpful. And I know at one point I had got you little self-care cards to learn more about self-care. So even fun activities like that. Sometimes I talk with my sister or my friends about, you know, what are you doing for you? What are you doing healthy for you? And we'll kind of talk about that. And sometimes there's times when you're busier and you don't have as much time to devote to that. But as long as every day you're doing some things for yourself, I think it's really important. And I think it makes us happier and more grounded people.
I agree about that. That's why I kind of started my own show, Angie Govitz Show.
Yes.
I was like, well, I was with SA in Action first. I'm still with them, but then I'm like, well, they kind of inspired me to do my own show. And why not put my name in the title, Angie exactly. Govitz Show?
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to do that.
Yep. And everything you do, you always spread inspirational messages, which I love. So anyone who listens to this, hopefully they'll think about their self-care habits and add some new things in there or carve out more time for that.
Well, yeah, I agree about that. But more about you. So how does self-care help? you?
I think when I'm doing more self-care, I tend to feel like I love myself more. I think by just carving out those minutes, doing something good for myself, it really makes me feel better. I think it makes me feel healthier. And it also reminds me that we spend a lot of time caring and loving for other people, but we also have to give that time to ourselves. So even if it's just having a glass of tea and relaxing, or keeping your space and surrounded by the things you love. I love being around nature and plants. So even just having my plants around and watering my plants is very relaxing to me. So I think anything you do that feels good, that's healthy, is a win-win, because you're kind of creating building blocks for more joy in your life.
I agree about that. I like nature walks.
Yes. Just feel better afterwards.
Especially taking a nice hot shower.
Yes, yes.
Which I do got to take, so that would be nice. But I do take care of myself too, so.
Good.
I'm actually trying to focus on myself a lot more, so.
Yeah, even just doing something like as simple as putting some nice hand lotion. This is one of my favorites. This is called Energy. I found it at Bath and Body Works. And just even doing, adding some lotion and smelling the aromatherapy from a lotion or something like that, that can be really, really relaxing. And it just helps make your day better. Little things like that. Some of these self-care.
Working out is a good one. I like to work out, so.
Definitely. The more active you are, I feel like you're healthier mind and body, because it's a stress relief. It can lower your blood pressure. The more you move, you're flexible. And I think you just feel better overall.
Yeah, we got a little QB. I'm actually washing clothes today, so I've been going up and down the stairs.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah.
So after this, I'll be going down to get the clothes, so.
Perfect.
So that's exercise. That's good exercise for me.
Yes.
Which I can't wait to go back to the gym. The gym is the number one thing, so. Where am I at? Oh, when is the best time to do self-care?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think anytime you can fit it in is the best time. So for me, usually on the weekends, I tend to do more self-care because during the week I'm working, so I'm busier. I'm not really a morning person. So, you know, I think for me, I tend to do more of that self-care after work, like in the evening. And I think anytime you can fit in self-care, whatever that is, even if it's just for a minute or two, I think is the best time to do it. So I think it really just depends on, you know, when the best time it is for you. And if somebody is a morning person and they like to get up early and go to bed early, maybe that's the best time to do their self-care routine. I think it's important to do as many things as you can throughout the day. And it just helps you feel more balanced and grounded.
I agree about you. I'm not really a morning person. And I was just talking to someone, I think last month, because someone had called me as I was actually sleeping. And I'm like, can you call me at least a little after 10? Because I was kind of in the bed sleeping.
Right, right. Yeah, and your body's healing when you're sleeping. That's another thing that I'm working on, is getting more sleep, because sometimes we don't give our bodies enough sleep. And really your body for most of us needs 7-8. I mean, I would love to get 9 hours of sleep. So I think getting a lot of sleep is really important.
I agree about that. I guess. Don't know. I am really evening. I like to do self-care in the evening, like you. I'm not really a morning person. I do evening. I like evening. But sometimes I do like mornings too. So I might wake up in the morning. And sometimes I do wake up, but then I'm not really completely up. I don't want to get out of bed right now.
Right.
I just stretch out. Should I get up? I'll wait 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. But even that, stretching before you get out of bed is super healthy. So I do the same thing when I get in bed at night. And before I get out of bed, I stretch and move my muscles around. And it feels good.
Now we got this new thing I'm doing, which is actually kind of different from all my other episodes. We are in the discussion corner now, talking about self-care and self-care growth. This is the fun part, because that's when we get to talk about the affirmations and stuff. And I got a special quote just for this episode.
Perfect.
You have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right here. And this is from Venus Williams.
Oh, I love that.
I know that you know Venus Williams now.
Yes.
She's a famous tennis player.
Yes.
Williams sisters.
Yep. Yep. One of the strongest women in the world.
I seen the quote, and I like the quote, and I seen Venus Williams. I said, oh, yeah, I got to have this one. All right.
I like it.
Something new I have not done before. I wanted to put a quote in here. So
I like it.
Now, the reason why I wanted to bring the book is because one of the affirmations is reading an inspiring book. Mm-hmm. And I did actually put the name of the book in here already. It is called Forgiving What You Can't Forget.
I
cannot comprehend the woman's name. I think her name is Lisa, but she spells it with a Y, not an I.
Okay.
My aunt actually had brought this for me, sent it up to me in a package for my birthday, and I was reading a little bit of it, and I stopped, and then I never got back into it. So I said I'll get back into reading this one first before I finish reading Michelle Obama.
That's great. I think we have to be kind with ourselves. Like you said, you have 3 books you're trying to read. And I do that a lot. I try to do too much. And sometimes we just have to just take it one day at a time. When you can carve out the time, read. But self-care shouldn't be stressful. So, you know, we have to be kind with ourselves.
Well, I guess the reason why is because I do too many things. I'm a multitasker, so I do too many other things at the same time. I got into reading, then I got into doing my show. Now I'm kind of getting into doing my podcast now. So I'm doing like too many other things technically at the same time. So now since I'm writing down, now I can focus on reading.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what book are you thinking about reading for this affirmation? Read an inspiring book.
Actually, I wouldn't mind reading more about self-care. I was thinking over the holidays, maybe getting a book about gratitude, kind of focusing in on all the good things that are going in our lives, because sometimes we focus on the negatives, but.
Yeah, I agree about that, yeah. That is like after getting her out, it's called our meeting, our stream meeting. And because I was thinking about that one can be based on being thankful. Because
yeah.
You know, it is almost Thanksgiving next week. So yes. Right. I have a theme on giving thanks.
Yes. Yep. I love it.
And you know, that's kind of in the word, it's kind of in the word of Thanksgiving. Thanks. The beginning part, thanks, and the other part is giving.
Yes.
So why not put it together and put giving thanks?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, there's other affirmation, and I got started with this one. Is write down 3 things that inspire you. And I got started writing it down on here. My career, my show, and my family.
I like that.
Thank you.
For me, I think definitely health. I think sometimes I didn't appreciate my health as much, but as I get older, I realize how important it is to be healthy.
And yeah, I didn't think about that. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah. And then my family, I'm grateful for my family. And I really love my network of friends too. I'm really grateful to have a lot of friends that I feel supported by. So,
and the affirmation that I've been doing, which I already told you already, the affirmation that I've been doing is unplug by taking a social media detox. I've been taking a social media detox. When I was under the weather, I have not been on social media at all. Even though I've been getting notifications by social media, it doesn't mean nothing.
Right, right. I think that's great.
I'll be checking them out every once in a while, but I'm like, no, I'm under the weather. I'm not gonna do nothing. Put your phone up and don't even look at social media until probably next week.
Right. I think it makes us more mindful when we get away from the phone and the computers. We're using our brain a little bit more. And, you know, I notice when I go out to eat, sometimes you see people sitting at a table and they're not even talking to each other because they're just sitting on their phone. And
probably texting one another or something. Okay, hey, how you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
You're right. It's so... I think that's a great, great area to work on.
So I thought I'd get back into doing that again, but I was kind of be a little lenient because I do have my own YouTube channel. So, and you know, YouTube is a part of social media.
Right.
So.
Right.
I will do that, but then I will take another social media detox for like a week or another week. So. I've been doing that.
Yeah, I think it's important to just have a good balance. So sometimes if I want to scroll through Facebook, I might hop on like the exercise bike. And so I'm doing 2 things. I'm looking at Facebook, but I'm also exercising. So it makes me feel better about it, taking that time out, because I'm also doing something for me.
I'm your host, Angelique. And this has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. I want to say thanks to my special guest. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.
Now, don't forget to use Angelique Everett Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angelique EE Show. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angelique Everett Show. Now you can go to youtube.com/@AngeliqueEEDivaShow. That'll be the link for you to check out my YouTube channel.
All right.
Now in a couple of weeks, I have a surprise, a sweet surprise for y'all. but I will be, but details to follow. In a couple of episodes, I have some details to follow, which you will like. I'm Angelique, and now I'm rocking it.